love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I'll probably be really short today because I'm exhausted. I mean, more than exhausted. I'm very also exhausted. I did send the postcard to Julia today, so this one, unlike the last five, is not marked that if you block this, it's illegal, and gave you the reference to the state law that you would be in violation of. Well, that you have been in violation of, but anyway. As you know, I'm not going to turn to the state because my trust is in the Lord, not the state. But I sent the card to Julia today, and I did write, I'll read it. 1 Peter 3 is not lived in front of you, but by the Lord's grace, you still can live it yourself. It would be a blessing to Charlotte. This is reference to the role of a wife and mother. Because obviously, you know, I hate to say it, but my wife just ignores him. But that's why I continue to seek reconciliation with her, because I'm striving to be obedient to Christ. You know, again, I'm the bad guy because I'm the one that's, shall I say, keeping the promise. So I'm obviously the bad guy. I'll just do one thing real quick. I found, I guess it was yesterday, but there are a couple of Russian guys, Vladimir Kuznetsov and Alexei Stolyarnov. They go by Vovin and Lexus. They do pranks. And they do pranks around the world. And whatever they do, they establish the credentials so they can make phone calls or other interactions with people claiming to be somebody else. For example, I just listened to one where they claimed to be, and I think they obviously had a third person involved because it was a woman's voice, Greta Thunberg. I don't know if she's still a teenage girl, but, you know, she's taken the world stage as Save the Planet. She is a tool used in the hands of the globalists, basically, what she is, because obviously the objective she's used for is to get people caught in this net of government regulation, worldwide government regulation, with the exclusive climate change, which again is caused by that round ball that you see in the sun during the daytime. You see outside during the daytime. It's called the sun. Yeah, anyway, go there. But so they did this video actually it's just the audio, but they called, and this was some years ago, Justin Trudeau, and claimed to be a Greta, and had a conversation, and the assumption is that Trudeau thought it was Thunberg. So it was a prank call, and they got away with it. But they get away with it with a whole lot of people. And I listened to I've only listened to three of them. Another one I listened to, because I was a little more familiar with it, is with Nikki Haley. She was the governor of South Carolina, then the U.S. ambassador to the UN. And he claimed to be the Polish prime minister or something of that nature. And they went on for a long time. And this was, you know, obviously Nikki Haley was in office during the Trump administration. And so it's been a while that this happened. And it was a whole bunch of stuff about Ukraine, which is interesting, including the issue about the languages and getting firepower and so forth. It was provocative. And Nikki Haley went on and on and on. It was interesting. But the one that really got him in trouble was the one of a couple days ago. They called the UK Secretary of State for Defense, Ben Wallace, and claimed to be some cabinet member or whatever in Ukraine. And this, you see the Ben Wallace on video. They actually deleted a couple parts because apparently he said things that were exposing things that shouldn't be exposed from the UK government. But so I've got it. I found it fascinating. I listened to it, and it's extremely embarrassing because of what he said. It's really embarrassing. However, it's on YouTube. I downloaded several of their videos because I was thinking, okay, these people are controversial and they'll be deleted. I just checked a few minutes ago. YouTube deleted them. But I have the videos. So I'm wondering. I have their email address. They do have the videos in our YouTube. Not YouTube, our YouTube. Ouryoutube.ru. In other words, it's basically a Russian version of YouTube. So the videos are there, but they're going to be less found there, I think, than others. So an opportunity is at hand. Because, you know, if you go to, I have them all listed. Well, if you go to, I think it's right there at Shofar Nexus. So, wrong button. There's a button there that says demo, and there's a list of sites. There's the demo site. There's a thing called a conspiracy theory. What I did is James Corbett did a series of video, a bunch of things to explain various conspiracy theories, and it was a spoof. The first one he did was 9/11, a conspiracy theory. This was done in 2011, a long time ago, and it got millions and millions of views. Then he did JFK, a conspiracy, OKC, you know, the Oklahoma bombing, and the Syria strikes. So he's done those four. I think he may have done another one. But anyway, I took those four because they're short. Because there was a lot of controversy around, the 9/11 one, because it was shadow banned. And it was demonstrably shadow banned. Because you could search for it and it wouldn't come up. And I actually tried it once. Some time ago, and it didn't show up. But of course, I download these things, so I have them locally. So I put it on there again as an experiment in order to flesh out the technology. Also, way back in 2019 or 2018, I did three videos that I downloaded from James White. Alpha and Omega Ministries. The one that was most important to me was, is homosexuality consistent with New Testament obedience? And I have it on there. The reason that one was important to me, besides obviously the issue with Jack, was what I saw was two people versus two people in a formal debate. And I don't remember the ones that were speaking on behalf of homosexuality, but the two speaking against it was James White and Michael Brown. The two people speaking for it was a white woman and a black man. So during the debate, and it became a humorous comment, it was brown and white versus black and white. And it was said with humor offered from both sides. There was no offense in this. It was funny. because of the obvious situation, the play in words, and I found that great. I also found that Brown and White clearly gave solid biblical evidence for the fact that homosexuality is a sin. They gave solid evidence. In that respect, they clearly won the debate. However, my contention is, in reality, in the sense of what it took to be there, Brown and White won it on the merits of the scripture, but Black and White won it on the courage it took to be there. Because these people were not skilled debaters. They did not have the depth of knowledge that Brown and White had. But they were willing to engage them. And for that, I think they deserve tremendous respect. And that's one of the reasons why I use that video for that purpose. Anyway, I will stand with that. I do believe what they did was tremendous. I also did, well, you know, the Richard Medhurst, who is a journalist who is very active with Julian Assange and other things like that. He's Syrian and British, is it? You know, mom from one, dad from the other. I think that's right. He's the one where, you know, sometime back, the How Christian of You, it was in reference to how during our graceful exit from Afghanistan, there was the event where like 13 soldiers, U.S. soldiers, died. And the comment was 160 or whatever it was at the time, because the numbers increased, and he gave a lower number, also died. So the response from the U.S. government and so forth is, let's honor the soldiers, time a moment of silence and those kind of things. Nothing about those other people, as if they're just, you know, they're just Afghans. They're not people. And his statement, emphatically, how Christian of you. And as I said over and over again, he's right. Because the Afghans are human beings created in the image of God. They are no more of value or no less of value than an American soldier, especially an invading American soldier. But the American soldier is just doing the duty called for by their leaders. But that's another issue. But anyway, I also have I stopped doing it. Our Interesting Times. This is Timothy Kelly. He does some excellent interviews, and I was putting a lot of them on there, but the reason I could do that so easily, because it's audio only, it didn't take as much space, because I put this on a very small server. I did have some stuff that I was going to do from Stop the Traffic, because it's the slavery issue. And okay, one other real quick thing on the slavery issue. I continue to study that. And I find it heart-wrenching. I mentioned the one time, because I indicated however many months ago it was, I didn't want to find out the current status of Mars and the use of slave labor to harvest cocoa. Because Mars, Hershey, Nestle, and others did state many years ago, like 10 years ago, that they're gonna do what they can to phase out their sources of cocoa from slave labor. Basically, none of them have. I didn't want to find this out because probably on average once a week, I walk by the Mars plant that makes half of the M&M's sold in the United States and all of the Twix bars. And I found out unambiguously their cocoa comes from slave labor. And I remember the first time I walked by the plant after finding it out. I got to the parking lot. And here's a guy walking down the street on the sidewalk, and he starts shedding tears. It's a big deal. When that one website, WWUTT, When We Understand the Text, they do 90-second videos, and they did one on a commercial that Mars did that had witchcraft in it and so forth. And because I did one of my voicemails is on that. Because, yeah, that's a problem. And, they are really into feminism. Big time into feminism. I mean, I've got their videos. It's big time into feminism. And I went there in front of the plant and recorded a short video pointing out that it's unhealthy, that it is feminism, and that it comes from slave labor. And I did it right there in front of the plant. I haven't made use of it yet, but you know, I've heard about the various, you know, a lot of people will talk about the current thing in China is the Uyghurs in the northwest, the Xinjiang region, the one gentleman, was it Lagoy or however it's pronounced. Slave labor work camps were, you know, and this was back in the 90s, because, you know, I have a photo on the wall of a couple, it's behind the wall there, it's been used by several of a couple of, you're in front of a large wall and a bunch of Chinese soldiers. And they're holding a woman against the wall, two Chinese soldiers, and they're bent over, so they're away from her, but they're holding her. And there's another soldier behind her with a rifle pointing towards her head. That became a popular picture. But there's another picture that I got from this Lugoi Institute, or whatever it's called, showing few seconds later, her head blown off. What I have is, and I've had this for years, I've had that picture on my wall, and if you lift the picture, the other one's there, because that other one's hard to look at. But, you know, I think of it, she's a human being created in the image of God. And what happened to her was less than kind. But so are the soldiers. And the culture they've been put into devastates them, whether they know it or not. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff like that. I learned about some of the stuff, in Haiti. There was a lot, especially after the earthquake, and this was the Clinton Foundation was spearheading a lot of this, where they came in to help. Got a lot of government funds and so forth, because this was past his time in office. But they acted somehow, whatever. But it became a part of the slave trade there, including sexual, big time, but also organ harvesting. So organ harvesting for Haitians became a big business during that time. Organ harvesting is done a lot in China. I mean, we're talking tens of thousands per year. ISIS has done organ harvesting in Syria and Iraq, apparently, for some time. And I years ago talked about how the ISIS took a lot of the not the Kurds, Yazidis, captured a whole bunch of them and turned them into sex slaves. And the thing I commented about, I did the video, it's even on YouTube, I think, because the analogy is the story about Lot, the story about the Levite in the end of the Book of Judges, and the story of the Yazidis. How the similarities are phenomenal. Because a whole bunch of Yazidi men went to either buy back or steal back their own people. And again, I have a lot of respect for those people. That's why the picture of that is one of those men who did that. That took courage. That took serious courage. Not only to do the act of stealing back, but the point I made, it's also then taking those people who have been abused and loving them. That's a hard job. The reason I bring this up is because a day or two ago, and I found this in Al Jazeera of all places, in Iraq, there's been some, you know, there's a lot of issues about the corrupt nature of the government, because what we instilled in there, we took out one corrupt government and helped get another one in. And so some groups are trying to do various things to eliminate some of the crime in Iraq, including get rid of the slavery in Iraq. It's a big deal, including organ harvesting there. And, you know, when I heard about that, it's kind of like more and more. And of course, like I say, it's even in the U.S., very much in the U.S. But anyway, I'll stop in that. But the organization, Stop the Traffic, they have done some excellent videos. And one of the ones that I have that is so important to me is the one where, as a point I've described before, you see people in one of these red light districts in Holland, you know, and the Netherlands, in Amsterdam and the other city. Anyway, so you have the river there that's flowing through the town, and then on the side there's this a bunch of these storefront places, big glass windows, and women sitting in chairs, offering their services to prostitutes, and they negotiate through the windows for customers. The reason this thing hit so hard is I've been there. I have physically been in front of those windows. There's the one in France, what's it called? There's the one in the Netherlands, or a couple in the Netherlands, and there's the one which I've been to in the Netherlands, and the one in Hamburg, Germany, that I was taken to. And let me reiterate, I've never used the services. No interest. There was the one time, because I was with my relative, I have a German relative that I went to visit in Hamburg, and we went out to eat one night, and he took me through this place. And we walked by one of those windows, and he turned around to me and says, "Hey, go look at that one." And I backed up for, you know, I don't remember the circumstances, but I remember the woman behind it. She had a glass that something with ice in it that she was drinking. She saw me, and she took because the window's open for negotiation, and she just splashed it at me. Because I think she knew I wasn't a customer. And I found that fascinating. And I would suggest the reason she probably knew I wasn't a customer is because the Lord's hands of grace was on me before I knew the Lord's hands. But anyway, but the Stop the Traffic video, they have these, you know, because it's like four women on the downstairs and a couple more upstairs. And so they're the people walking by and so forth. And one of them starts to dance, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And so they start doing this thing, and of course the crowd builds. And they have this massive flat panel display on the roof. And they go through this, and they suddenly stop. And on the display, don't remember the exact quote, a lot of women come to here to find a career in dance or whatever. And they end up here. And then they put the Stop the Traffic logo, which is a hand. That video has impacted me, and I think I'm going to put that on kozlowski.org just so it's there. It's a big deal to me. Because I'm sorry, but I look at human beings as people created in the image of God. I did the video on slavery. You described how the Bible describes it. That's in the Foundation series. This is May 6th of 2020. And drop it to Stace, enslaver. And the picture. You know, I'm planning to get more pictures to put them on the wall. I haven't got around to it, just... but one of the pictures I want to put up there is this girl. A young girl. Doesn't look anything like me. She's rather black. But I remember watching the videos. It was actually a video from the BBC. She's a slave. Anyway. You know, because I followed up with a video about that, because I said during that video a Christian wouldn't do this, because I talked about the open air slave markets as they're described in Libya, and I said a Christian wouldn't go by there, and then I did a follow up video said let me correct that. I described it as if you had the personality, resources, and so forth. Go to Libya, buy a slave to set him free. And I was dead serious about that. It's not my personality, but I know a lot of people could do that. And then what happened afterwards? I was going to go really short. I watched a short video about and I put it online on June 14th of 2021. It's the details on his attacker is still walking free. Because this is a guy who, when he was 18 years old, he's a Russian. He heard about somebody in Dagestan, which is part of Russia. So he and a friend went there, found this person, whatever. And I don't remember if that one was he stole him or he bought him, whatever it was. Two guys, they went, got this guy, and set him free. And I did some study on him. You know, it's been, 10 years or so. And he's freed like 1,200, 1,500 slaves. I have so much respect for that man. I actually did email him. I didn't get a response, but I did email him. Anyway, the slavery thing is a big deal. And when I saw that Al Jazeera did the report of the slavery in Iraq, it hit me. But I was going to do one thing. I haven't done it yet. These two gentlemen that I think I started with, didn't I? Vladimir Kuznetsov and Alexei Stolyarnov, who did the is doing these prank videos. Anyway, I think I did this, and yeah, because I mentioned the Greta Thunberg with Justin Trudeau, but they did the one with the UK Secretary of State, and that was taken off. YouTube shut the channel down because, and I have the letter. I have the letter from the UK. Somebody, UK government letter, an official letter saying, please take this down. And like these other videos that I was talking about that you know, I got way off on. But, you know, these other things, because I have part of the technology in place to serve videos. Obviously, this video is being served by Shofar Nexus. It's a secondary thing because I don't have a person to drive it. To say, I want to promote this idea. And of course, obviously get it funded. And you know, I don't need the big funds. I don't need the income I used to need. I don't need any of that anymore. But I need to eat. And I need my equipment updated. But I wanted to add this guy to it. And so I've downloaded a few of the videos and I'm wondering about doing that and emailing him and say, you interested? Because the technology delivers the videos, as obviously this one is. But there's another step to it. It's not YouTube servers or BitChute servers or our YouTube servers or whatever. It's your own. The drawback is if you're somebody who's going to getting tens of thousands or millions of views, you're going to need some muscle behind that to deliver that. But for most, where you'd get a modest number of views and they're not necessarily all at the same time, you know, a cheap, literally $3 a month server will put out a lot of videos. So there's that aspect of it, but it's one step further. It's designed to download. I mean, that's why if you go to look at the videos, there's the download button. So it's not hidden or whatnot, because I use a program to download YouTube videos, because YouTube doesn't want you to download their videos. But so you have the download ability for the individual videos, but you can take the entire site, the entire website, and take it offline. So I can hand somebody like a USB drive. They can plug it into a notebook, a desktop, even a tablet or even a cell phone, and use the simple browser. And it works without any server because it's just HTML files linked together. It doesn't require any script or any of those kind of things. It's the importance why I don't use script. Because I'm not trying to track. But now you can take a website and take it offline for a lot of purposes. That's a big deal. And not only can you do it with text and images, but audio and video. That's a really big deal, but I haven't found somebody to drive the project yet. So maybe I'll try these people. Especially now because, I mean, we're talking Russians. And of course, right now, everything Russian is bad. Until we have a new issue, then that'll go away. But anyway, obviously I got off into slavery. But I wonder about it. I didn't have a good night's sleep last night, so I'm going to try to have a good night's sleep tonight and then think about it and whether or not to email them tomorrow. It's not online, but I started to put it locally, to put the one video on because they go at Volvan and Lexus. So I was thinking I'll do volvanlexus.shofarnexus.com. So maybe they'll be online this weekend. I don't know. I don't know. Because maybe, you know, sooner or later, oh. As I was doing yesterday's video, two other things happened, just like the day before. I made a comment on which something I rarely do in reference to Bitcoin and all that fraud behind that. Made a statement, made a reference to Shofar Coin. And somebody responded yesterday in that time and said, this is what I'm looking for. And, you know, I wonder if that was just simply, yeah, I'd like to see that, but it's not the person to drive it. But to leave the door open, I did say I'm looking for somebody to drive it. Again, I can't. I need somebody else. But, you know, I found that fascinating, you know, because, again, it's that constant pursuit is what gave us, you know, the one phone call, the one Friday. Hey, I'm a lawyer from Beverly Hills, California. Can I come see you tomorrow or Monday? And I said, yeah. Who are you? And that started the whole, I made, what, 3 or 4 trips to Europe. Took the family there once. That's when Eric Lee got to Europe as a baby. We did a whole lot of business with the Europeans, and that fell apart. But I mean, it was a good try. But you know, because we're constantly out there, and that's why I continue to put because in the Lord's grace, one of these could come through. But the other thing I noticed is at that roughly that time, I don't remember if it was before or after, but anyway, the pertinent video that has been discussed, because obviously it is one of the issues of the day, the one about. I deconstructed my religion and found freedom instead of flames from my eldest daughter. Somebody else watched it, at least part of it. Different IP address, so I don't know who, but it was Gastonia. So was it Eric Lee? Was it somebody affiliated with Eric Lee, like Brent? Maybe even Leo. I don't know. But you see, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord calls us to proclaim and not impose. I'm going to proclaim the veracity of Scripture. I am going to proclaim that I'm going to strive in obedience to Christ to love well. And I'm going to proclaim that I'm flawed and that I seek interaction with others to do the iron sharpening iron and so much more, to simply follow in obedience to Christ and to bless others. That is my hope. You know, it's the idea. If these two, the pranksters, as they call themselves, two Russian guys, you know, I'm dealing with Russians. But, you know, by the way, you know, years ago, 2012 actually, is when I first came up with the original design of the Matryoshka protocol. Called it Matryoshka because it's the Russian nested dolls. And that's what the whole protocol is. You take the message, you wrap it in another, you wrap it, encrypt it in another, encrypt it in another, and then you pass it along from one place, it decrypts it. Oh, I got to send it here. Oh, it decrypts it. Which is, you know, I developed this, and then I found out, I mean, because again, these things are, I will claim it's one of these things that are obvious for somebody in the field. And obviously, I've been in the cryptography field for a whole long time. And it's the Tor, the onion router, because, you know, they use the symbol of onion. Matryoshka was developed before I knew about Tor. Because, again, like I say, it's not... It's if you're in the field, I mean, if you're interested and in the field, I think it would be obvious. But so I developed it, did some parts of it, and, you know, because of issues, and then I've refined the concepts and, of course, changed the name from Matryoshka to Matry, which is the Filipino for try, because I wanted a shorter name because it's a lot to write. But I do, I did acquire matryoshka.com, except it's not Matryoshka written out in English. It's Matryoshka written out in Russian. So I actually have a Russian domain name, which, yeah, and it's dormant, but I still have it because... You know, it's. I also have another one called Mumbelio, and the character I use is a gentleman called Mamuto Mumbelio, because it's kind of like, what nationality? Because the whole point of there is the idea to kind of embed the word mumble, because I was going to use that as here. I want to go buy an email address, and the difference here is that my intention with that domain name was I won't know the customer. You know, the KYC, the banking thing, know your customer. I don't have any idea who the customers are. And I can do that, again, if I get somebody to drive the project. But anyway. I wonder if this... of Voven and Lexus, maybe an opportunity. There were a couple things that happened yesterday that, you know, maybe an opportunity. And of course, as I described, you know, I was a pro-life activist. And I got into so many other things related to that. You know, the obviously the black-white issue, torture, and slavery. Because it's that fundamental. Everyone I've met, every single person I've met, is a human being created in the image of God. Common characteristic. It's going around. And it seems only rational. You're not supposed to kill them. You're not supposed to enslave them. We're called to outdo one another and show them respect. Romans 12. And we're called to love our neighbor as ourself. I know that's in the institutional church. That's something you talk about once a year and then kind of push that aside because... You know, the practice what you preach. No, you don't want to do that. And that's sad. Anyway. I'm not giving up. I'm exhausted. But as the Lord allows, I'm not giving up. Especially in pursuit of reconciliation with my family. Including... the five kids that are assumedly still with my wife, and Julia, who I sent the card to today. Because Julia's my girl, too. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. It's not just a mechanical thing I say this. Oh, I saw one of the photos of you yesterday. And I melted. After almost 10 years of not seeing my wife, I am so in love with her. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I want you back.